From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are going for the Fans Bleed Blue Show. This would have been the season opener post-game, but we're going to do one right now as there is a rain delay in D.C. Hopefully, I'm heard loud and clear. We had a lot of technical difficulties on the basketball episode. We're going to redo that on the page probably sometime early next week, the bad connection that we had on the hoops. But nonetheless, this is the season opener. This is great to see baseball in a regular season mode. We talked about the exhibition games on Monday. Fantastic dialogue. We'll talk about what we saw up until this point tonight with Gerrit Cole. We'll talk about Giancarlo Stanton with that two-run home run bomb in the first inning. And how about Aaron Judge is really locked in? I think that's carried over since exhibition. Furthermore, had he not gone through the 162 games, because remember, he was banged up at spring training and, you know, going through his aches and pains, and I think he looks very fully rested. This is the most sound Aaron Judge we have seen in a couple of years, just to be honest. Gerrit Cole, like I said, and then, of course, Max Scherzer's actually pitched well. If it wasn't for Giancarlo Stanton and if it wasn't for Aaron Judge, who knows where this game would be. But right now, the Yankees are 4-1 in the rain delay, but we only have 30 minutes to knock this out, so let's get the guys and the gals on. Suzanne, Bleeding Yankee Blue, and we'll bring on Jimmy after that, and then Lou. Suzanne, say hello to the people. How you doing?
Hi, everybody. Wow, opening day, July 23rd, 2020. Who would have thought we would have made it here? And we did. And I have to say, I agree with everything you said in your opening statement, Steve. One thing I'd like to add is that the Yankees look trim and fit, which is the first time I can actually say that in many, many years. So besides really being able to deliver, they look really good and physically fit as well.
All right. Shout outs to Suzanne. Let's get to Jimmy. Jimmy, say hello real quick. How you doing, sir?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. I'm glad baseball's back, man. You know, Yankees really look awesome. I really like the way Gerrit Cole looks. Just the perfect way to start your Yankee career, man. It was awesome. Let's hope this game becomes official, man. Because it would be a waste to waste this kind of start, man. This was crazy good.
Right. That outside of that Adam Eaton home run in the first, Cole looks very good, man. The ace that we definitely need. Shout out to Jimmy. Hey Lou, what's up, man? How you doing, man?
All right.
Real quick before we stop, Suzanne, how's everything?
All right. They look solid. But the thing with this though, you had to open up your season with a rain delay. Oh, boy. That's all we need.
All right. Shout out to Lou. Thank you very much. Did you say what?
I mean, I think the game is official now because it is sixth inning, so I think it would be official if it stopped.
If it stopped, yeah. We'll keep tabs about that as we are speaking because
right.
It can happen at any time. But Suzanne, let's lead off with you, and then we'll go to Jimmy and then go to Suzanne. We can start with Gerrit Cole. We can start with, you know, like you said, about the guys looking fit and lean. The lineup, you know, as far as what you saw in the order tonight, you know, batting with Aaron Hicks leading off. Wherever you want to go, Suzanne, fire away.
Yeah, I mean, I think we could hit on all of those things, quite frankly. You know, Gerrit Cole looked stunning. I mean, he's exactly what we expected. One mistake, one hit, that's it. He was retiring everybody. He was throwing some heat. He was throwing a good mix of pitches, I think, tonight. He had a lot of control. He was really fun to watch. It was great to see such Yankee dominance. I think I said, you know, in our last time that he's like a, you know, like a Clemens as far as like having a dominant kind of perspective against hitters, like just the way that he kind of carries himself confidently and dominantly. He certainly shows the part or delivers the part of a leader and you know, the stud of our rotation. So he was phenomenal. One mistake, and you know what? He pitched a great game. It would be official if if we got, you know, the call on this rain delay, which has been an hour at this point. I'm shocked that they haven't called it as of yet. But, yeah, I mean, we'd have the six innings, and it would be a win, which would be exciting. I am shocked at how well Giancarlo Stanton hit the ball tonight. I mean, he really delivered, and I'm shocked. I mean, again, to go to the other point about being lean and healthy, they looked amazing tonight. They all looked like they kept fit and trim during the off season. That they, you know, followed appropriate diets, followed appropriate regimen. Luke Voit looks amazing as well, very trim and fit. And, you know, hopefully all of this is going to help deliver. But I think Giancarlo Stanton particularly looks like he's really not only slimmed down and looks good, but it appears to me that he's got more precision in his swing and maybe more dominance, which would be amazing. We would need that so much. In the middle of the batting order. I guess the only person I was let down by tonight, if I could be, would be a Brett Gardner. And I was shocked to see him in the fifth hole. I am a big Brett Gardner fan, but I don't think he belongs in that five hole there. I think, you know, if DJ LeMahieu was playing, it would be, you know, a different looking lineup. And Tyler Wade shocked me. I never think he can hit, but tonight he did really well in the field. He ran well. He made some good plays, and he hit. So I was impressed overall. I thought we just had really good, you know, play tonight, gameplay tonight, just really good precision. We look like a winning team from pitching. You know, obviously Sanchez, another one that, you know, underperformer, I always say. But he was in there and he played and did his thing, you know, catching for, you know, Jared Cole in a way that he needed to be confident and there to support his pitcher. So at least I'll give him that. As far as next steps for them, I mean, I'm excited to see DJ LeMahieu step into the lineup and see what he has to give. But overall, tonight, Steve, I have no complaints. It's exactly what I was hoping we would see, minus the rain. And I'm excited for the rest of the series. And to your point, Scherzer pitched a terrific game, 11 strikeouts, which is absolutely amazing. But he just didn't have enough to shut down Judge and Stanton tonight.
I mean, there's nothing really else to add to those points, I think. You hit every nail on the head with tonight's season opener. I don't know. I can't even follow up with a question because I was going to ask you about Gary Sanchez. You knocked that out the park. I was going to follow up on the Scherzer. You knocked that out. Knocked that out the park. The Tyler Wade portion, you knocked that out the park. you covered it all, Susie Prof. You got it all. Let's go to Jimmy.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Jimmy, what's your thoughts on tonight's game, and what did you like, dislike? Then we get to Lou and get to Jordan, and then I'll sign off.
Oh, man, I have to say, we played really well as a team. I really like the way that Stanton played, man. You know, when he hit that two run bomb, you know, against the defending champs, is pretty damn good. You know, there's a guy that we all know. Oh, last year, you know, he had his ups and downs, but he was more down than he was up. So to start off like that, getting a home run is pretty good. And as far as Tyler Wade, man, I really think there's the beginning of a good Tyler Wade, because like you know, to be in the situation that he was in, you know, to come through and be so young and play so hard is pretty amazing to me, man. Overall, I really thought we played well as a team. Yeah, you know, Gerrit Cole, he only had that one mistake, but he did what a true Yankee does. He bounced back strong. He didn't let it bother him. So overall, I think we're in for a really, really good 2020 season. You know, let's just hope the game becomes official, because, you know, like I said, it would be a waste to have this game, you know, not be official because we played so well.
All right, cool. Let's get to Lou and then get to Jordan. Lou, go ahead and sound off what you thought on tonight's game and then get to Jordan.
Solid performance, of course, by our Yankee staff. And, of course, when Stanton hit the home run, that's a great way to start off the season. Sure, you know, with 11 strikeouts, though, so both pitchers, you know, had a solid outing. But the Yankees just, I think, had a little bit more extra. So you know, this is going to – so it looks like it will be an interesting season so far for our Yankees. I got to see what's going to happen with, with the rest of the series this week. But I like what I see so far. And, you know, this could – you know, help maybe pave the way for maybe going deep into the playoffs and maybe eventually winning the World Series, because last year, you know, we just got cheated out of it. So I think this is going to be our year to shine.
Oh, okay. Anything else you want to add, or are you good?
That's it.
Oh, okay, cool. Let's go to Jordan. Jordan, what's your thoughts on what you saw through, how many innings? About six, five and a half, whatever, five and a third. We're in the six right now, but Jordan, sign away.
Well, I really think that the Yankees really shined tonight in the innings that they were able to play. They were very impressive tonight, minus the rain. That kept them short of winning, but I'm glad that the Yankees were winning 4-1. So, yeah. And I really think that Max Scherzer pitched well, but he didn't pitch that good because he wasn't able to hold off Stanton and the rest of the players who hit home runs tonight from the Yankees. So, yeah. And I also think that Gerrit Cole also pitched well in his debut as a Yankee tonight. And I really think that this can be the Yankees' year to shine if they continue to play like this. And I really have faith in the Yankees, and hopefully they can all keep healthy. That's what's going to be. And I'm looking forward to the rest of the series, too. We'll see what the rest of the series brings for the Yankees.
All right. Well, I would have to say, man, I think I think Scherzer actually pitched pretty good tonight. I just think if it wasn't like Susie Prof said, and like I said at the top, if it wasn't for Stanton and Judge, who knows where this game would be, because Scherzer looked like he probably was on his way out probably by the next half inning because the Nationals had guys in the bullpen warming up. I don't think he pitched all that bad. I mean, he did strike out 11 guys. I mean, 11 guys through five innings or whatever is not bad at all. That's pretty damn good. His only blunder was giving up a two-run bomb, and honestly, I don't even know where it landed because I saw Yankees Twitter was going nuts when he hit it, so I was kind of focused on the social media part of the due to festivities. But between Judge and especially Judge, because this goes back to the exhibition, he's pulling the ball, going opposite field, and even Stanton, he did it tonight too. Stanton went opposite field in and tried to pull everything, and if it was kind of middle of the plate, if it was a slider that missed his break and it was kind of off the plate, he went the opposite way with it, and he did, and that's how he got an RBI. Sometimes it's okay to play small ball. Sometimes it's okay not to try to hit everything out of the park, and that's what I love, what we saw through five and a half innings or whatever, five and two-thirds innings, this evening. I want to go back to Susie Prof on this, because about the lineup tonight. You know, like, Brett Gardner didn't lead off. I mean, I understand the rationale, the logic of you have Aaron Hicks, who's a switch hitter, so technically he could be a lefty. I know Boone wanted to break up all the righty bats versus a righty ace in Matt Scherzer. But, you know, thinking of what the lineup would have been without LeMahieu, I would have thought it would have been Gardner at the top spot. Basically, they would have flip-flopped. You know, Gardner would have been at number one. Aaron Hicks would have been at five, batting left. So he would have been in between Torres and Gary Sanchez. Gary Sanchez looked very uncomfortable tonight at the plate. But, you know, I mean, of course, this game went on to 60, and it is Max Scherzer. It is what it is. But Urshela, you know, does what he does. You have a solid glove at the corner, and he got a hit. From what I remember, and like you said, Wade got a hit, so productivity was pretty decent. You know, Judge and Stan responsible for all the RBIs, the runs batted in. But Susie Prof, man, your thoughts? Maybe Boone chose to go that route because he can. You can really do any ways with the lineup. I'm just kind of shocked that. Because of Brett Gardner, he's more, you know, both of those guys are patient hitters, but I think Brett Gardner is more patient. That's what I thought I would have saw at the start of tonight. What's your thoughts, Suzanne?
Yeah, I thought that was just a blunder. I wouldn't have put Gardner in the five hole at all. If anyone, you know, I thought they could have moved, you know, Urshela there. I wouldn't have put him there. And I agree with you. He's a patient hitter and he gets on base a lot. He gets things going. I think he belonged at the top of the lineup. I mean, I love LeMahieu as a leadoff. Obviously, he didn't have that choice tonight, but second choice has got to be Gardner at this point. I'd like to go back to what you said about small ball, and, you know, A-Rod pointed that out as well tonight. I was shocked to see Wade go for a bunt, which we know, I mean, if you can lay down a good bunt, you really disrupt the infield, right? Because they can't field like that. They're not expecting it, particularly in the position that we were at that time. I mean, it's early on in the game. That, you know, we were already ahead. And, you know, other than disrupting, there was no reason for Tyler to do that, and it was great. So small ball really can get you very far, and it's not something the Yankees have been able to execute over the years. They've always relied on the long ball, And unfortunately, I think Boone fuels that. But I like what I saw tonight, and I hope we can be more disruptive like we were tonight with some small ball, because I think it's going to carry us a long way. You tire out pitchers by small ball and hit after hit and you know, moving across the infield like that. You waste a lot of pitchers. You tire the players out. The fielders out with that kind of thing. They, you know, they've got to be on their mark, you know, not knowing what the heck these guys are going to do. I think we have an opportunity to be very disruptive with some small ball and to kind of switch things up so that they can see that, you know, quite frankly, we're more holistic as a ball club versus just, you know, assuming that we're going to hit bombs all the time.
All right. Anything else you'd like to ask, Suzanne, before we go to Jimmy and Jordan? And
what
Lou?
Are your thoughts on that? I mean, did anybody else pick up on the fact that the Yankees upgraded their small ball game?
I mean, I love you. Shoot, you ain't got to ask me. I love that. You know, I'm a big proponent of diversifying your offensive lineup. Absolutely. Yeah, let's ask Jimmy. Jimmy, what's your thoughts on that, with the small ball being implemented?
Oh yeah, man. You know, small ball is the way to go. Sometimes, you know, you don't have to always go for, you don't always have to go for a home run. You know, it's kind of like in football how they say, you know, a quarterback, you don't always have to go for a big deep ball all the time. Well, you know, that's what the Yankees have been known to do all the time. But you know, it's good to see that trend changing tonight. You know, especially against a team like the Nationals, who we know love to hit bombs themselves. So you know, the fact that we actually played good defense and prevented that, you know, I gotta give them a lot of credit. You know, let's hope we can continue playing small ball when we need to for the rest of the season, man. I'm just looking forward to this 60 game stretch, man. You know, let's hope we continue to take the things that we learned from tonight and. You know, let's continue to kick some butt, man.
Can I get a little more out of you, Jimmy, on Gerrit Cole? You know, he was probably willing and dealing, and you know, at a pitch count in the mid-70s at this point, man. He could have went maybe another couple of innings, man. What was your thoughts, if you want to add on Cole? After the, you know, of course, giving up the home run in the first game, he was fantastic.
Garrett Cole was just tremendous, you know. You know, having a, you know, first Yankee debut, you know, usually for some players, it's you get all the nerves and all that stuff. But it seemed like he didn't have any of that. You know, he went out there cool as a cucumber, you know, despite that one mistake. But you know, I gotta give it to him. You know, every pitcher's gonna have it, no matter who you are. But the way he came out on top, man, he could have went easily another three innings, man. He was in a zone out there, man. He was on fire. So I think there's a Garrett Cole. I'm hoping and praying there's the Garrett Cole that we're gonna see the rest of the season, man. Because if that's the case, man, I can honestly say we finally have an ace, man.
All right, cool, man. Let's go back to Lulu. Anything else you'd like to add? What's your thoughts on Garrett Cole or anything else on the team?
Great plate pitching, but I'm not really a fan of small ball. I like, you know, the home run hits, especially when a game was on the line. It's, you know, makes it more dramatic. But under the circumstances this year, and, you know, they are improving on their small ball, so I'll just take it however we can get. But I was always more of a fan of, you know, the power-hitting types, you know, especially when late-year heroics in that. I mean, that's just who I am. That's, you know, that's what brings, I think, more of the excitement. Small ball really doesn't really grab the attention as, you know, a deep bomb, you know, in game-type situations for me. So, you know, but it is impressive nonetheless. And if that's how they can win games, well, then great. You know, I'm not saying it's, you know, it's not my thing, but if that's how they'll do it, then that's good. Any way you can get a win, then that's how you get a win.
All right, cool. Jordan, anything else you'd like to add behind Lou on that point?
Well, I want to add that I really think that Max Scherzer pitched well but wasn't superb, because I'm sure that if Stanton and Judge didn't hit those home runs, then the Yankees wouldn't have come out on top. But then again, Scherzer is also considered the best pitcher in baseball. And sometimes I always think, as a Yankees fan, how sweet it would be if the Yankees had Scherzer. I'm sure that if the Yankees had Scherzer, the Yankees would be so dangerous, you know.
It looks like we're getting a little bit of feedback. I don't know. Is Jordan, you there? It looks like we're having a little technical difficulties on
your end. Yeah, I'm here.
Say that last part, because it was getting a little bit of feedback from your end. I think it's your end.
No, I think it might be somebody else's. But anyways, said before, I think that Max Scherzer, like I said, is the base. No, I meant to say Max Scherzer is the best pitcher in baseball. And sometimes, as a Yankees fan, I would always reminisce about us having Scherzer, because can you imagine if the Yankees did have Max Scherzer? I'm sure that the Yankees would be a very, very dangerous team right now.
I mean, yeah, without a doubt, of course. I mean, he's a bona fide ace. I totally agree with that. As well, you know, if the Yankees were willing to pay that kind of money, you know, and not since George Steinbrenner, since his son's taken over the team, they've kind of been, you know, a little bit more stingy with the pocketbook, but I can understand that. You know, you don't want to willing to pay premium price for, you know, expensive for your salary. So I get it, you know. But, yeah, I agree with that point, absolutely. Let's get some final thoughts. If we go to Jimmy, then we go to Lou, we'll go to Jordan, then go to Suzanne. Jimmy, your final thoughts through game one, and I know everybody wants to get back to the game that's in session. Giants Dodgers that's still on, and who knows with this Yankee game. I haven't heard anything. So, Jimmy, final thoughts, Lou, Jordan, and then we'll go to Suzanne. Final thoughts after that.
My final thoughts are simple, man. You know, great way to start this. Great way to the 60-game season, man. You know, Cole was on fire, and let's hope this game becomes official soon and we get this win, because you know, it's not going to be an easy series because, you know, we still got to face two really good pitchers, you know, to start the next game. So you know, we just got to keep our pedal to the metal. We just got to keep all this in the next game, and go Yankees, man. I'm glad live baseball is back, man. It's always a pleasure.
All right, cool. No doubt, man. Thank you. Shout out to Jimmy, Kane's Eagle One on Twitter. Lou, your final thoughts, and get to Jordan and then Suzanne.
Well, like Jimmy was saying, you know, it's good to have baseball back. I mean, we've waited, you know, 4 months with it, and, you know, it looked like baseball was going to be the first one to come back because, you know, when you really think about it, baseball is the safest distance out of all the major sports, you know, I mean, you know, from the pitcher's mound to the hitting. So it really is, you know, sad to see that it took so long and half the season, you know, was gone. But I'm glad to see that it's back, and I just hope for a better season with the Yankees, and let's bring the title home with the pinstripes.
All right, man. Lou, thank you very much on your final thoughts, man. Jordan, your final thoughts.
Well, I'm excited to see what the Yankees have in store this season. I really think that they can really shine if they keep this up, and I really think that this can be the Yankees' year because the Yankees really need to win another World Series title, their 28th, because they haven't won one in a long time, not since they beat the Phillies last in 2009. That was the last time they ever won the World Series, and that became their 27th World Series title. So the Yankees are really due for another World Series championship title, and I think that 2020, this year, can be the Yankees' year. Go Yankees!
Go Yankees. Shout out to Jordan, man. Thank you very much. Susie Prof, final thoughts from you. And also, I was thinking about it in that first inning, knowing that Garrett Cole is wearing 45. And I used to, you know, that was Voit's number last season or the last couple of seasons. You know, when Ian hit that home run, I had Carl Pavano flashbacks because that was the number Carl Pavano was wearing when we had acquired him. You know, when he came over to the Yankees, and, you know, that didn't really pan out too well. But he settled in pretty good after that, Suzanne. Your final thoughts, James Paxton on Saturday. I don't know who's pitching Sunday. But go ahead, fire away, Susie Prof.
Yeah, no, Paxton is going to be great to watch on Saturday. You know what? This was a really fun game to watch and to see the Yankees come so far. And as I said, you know, previously, it's going to be a sprint this year. And it's going to be the first guy that gets ahead. Now, we know that they have extended the playoffs. So, I mean, clearly, I mean, unless everything goes totally incorrect or in the wrong direction, the Yankees, you know, will be first or second in their division and move to the playoffs. And by the way, they just called the game, the final, Yankees 4, Washington 1. So we did actually win that first game, 59 to go. And we need to keep that momentum moving along because the season is extremely short. The postseason is going to be very difficult because of all the different rounds, and there'll be no breaks. So we're really going to need to be on our game and stay as fit as we are tonight. 59 games from now into the postseason, and then another month after that. So everything will be wrapped up by the end of October if all goes well. And, you know, to everyone's point tonight, this should be 2020 should be victory 28. And I look forward to that. I'm at Susie Prof on Instagram, Susie Prof 1 on Instagram, Susie Prof on Twitter. And please follow us on Bleeding Yankee Blue for all of the interesting stories from the fans' perspective, the various lenses that we provide, and voice for the different fans and perspectives that are out there.
Susie Prof, Bleeding Yankee Blue. Post-game successful. I called the game. That's what I'm talking about. Yankees win. The Yankees win. So for Suzanne and Lou and Jordan and Jimmy, you know, we'll be back here Monday post-game versus the Phillies on Monday. We'll talk about it. Sangre azul. Enjoy the game. 1-0, baby. Bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Can you dig it? Bleep blue, 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 bleep blue.